page 95. Interview with Zanela Muholi.
You call yourself a visual activist. Why do you choose this term rather than artist or photographer?
I believe that I cannot just use photography just only for fine arts. It should go deeper, and we should speak and express ourselves or respond to different events using our arts or using whatever material there is there to be, to speak on anything that is unjust that happens in our spaces or in our communities.
Why did you choose a self-portrait form?
I chose self-portrait simply because I didn't want to expose another person into this pain. This is my personal experience. This is my pain. And I know for sure that other people have experienced different experiences in their lives, like being racially profiled when you cross borders, being in spaces where you ever question what are you doing there and why are you there.
And there is a lot, you use a lot of props in your pictures. What do these symbols mean? What do they symbolize?
The image that is on your back speaks of South African beauties that were excluded from beauty pageants. Like we weren't allowed to enter, you know, like Miss World before 1970. In one picture, I'm wearing a plastic around, which is a cling wrap, and it's the plastic that covers the suitcase or luggage when crossing borders. And there I wanted to speak on how one feels like when you cross borders, as you cross customs, the number of funny questions that you have to answer. A friend of ours was stuck at the customs for 2 hours because she had to prove it that she was there for only a show, for an exhibition, to return home after the exhibition. So sometimes you feel like trash. You feel like the same plastic that covers your suitcase.
Copyright BBC.